Sunny side of sports with Sunny Young. Hello, Sunny.
Happy Friday, Yeheus.
Sunny, I understand a famous boxing champion tops your sports report.
Yeheus, Muhammad Ali appears on the cover of Sports Illustrated this week for a 39th time. And as part of the great exposure for the boxing champion, nicknamed the greatest, the magazine is also renaming an award in his honor. During ceremonies in Ali's hometown of Louisville, Kentucky, the magazine changed the name of its Sportsman Legacy Award to the Muhammad Ali Legacy Award for athletes demonstrating sportsmanship, leadership, and philanthropy. One of Sports Illustrated's editors is Paul Fichtenbaum.
There is no better tradition of excellence and influence than Muhammad Ali. Over the course of his life, Ali has been a catalyst for social, political, humanitarian change that has shaped the global culture and influenced generations of people. His list of accomplishments is long, his impact on our lives deep. We could not be prouder than to be here tonight to rename the award for him.
Several former boxing champions attended the event at the Muhammad Ali Center in Louisville, including two who fought Ali. Larry Holmes scored a 10th round TKO over Ali in 1980. It was Muhammad's second-to-last fight. He retired the following year after a loss to Trevor Burbick in the Bahamas. Holmes says Muhammad Ali is a worthy recipient of this latest honor.
Well, you know what? I've known him a long time, and I think it's deserving. I think anybody who went through the things that he went through in the game of boxing deserves it. You know, a lot of times people go through it and they forget all about it until the end. At least he has the opportunity to see the people and to see the ones who really cared about him.
Another boxing champion who really cares about Muhammad Ali is George Foreman, who got knocked out by Ali in the 8th round in the epic Rumble in the Jungle in Kinshasa in 1974. Let's hear now from Big George.
Well, this is a great honor, not only for Muhammad Ali, but it's a great honor for boxing. Finally, something good is done and said. Sports Illustrated is recognizing a guy that not only loved boxing, but he loved Sports Illustrated.
Sports Illustrated has put only one other athlete on its cover more times than Muhammad Ali. Basketball great Michael Jordan has made 50 appearances on the cover. The basketball action should be exciting Friday evening in Yaounde, Cameroon. That's where Cameroon is hosting Nigeria, and Senegal is going against Angola in the semifinals at AfroBasket Women 2015. The four teams are all playing for a berth at next year's Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Only the winner of Saturday's final in Yaounde will secure direct qualification for the 2016 Rio Games. The African teams that finish second and third will advance to a FIBA Olympic qualifying tournament next year. Taking a look at Friday evening's action, Cameroon has won all 6 of its games in the tournament, while Nigeria has won 5 and lost 1. That was to Angola by 6 points. Cameroon is hoping a partisan crowd in Yaounde can help propel the team to its first ever appearance in an AfroBasket women's final. Nigeria, meanwhile, is aiming to reach the final for the first time since 2005, when it beat Senegal on its home court in Abuja to win the trophy. Taking a look at the Senegal-Angola semifinal, when these teams met in the group phase, the Angolan women prevailed by 4 points, 50-46, so we could see another tight contest Friday evening in Yaounde. The Senegalese women had the proudest pedigree of any team on the continent, with 10, count them, 10 gold medals at AfroBasket. The Angolan women, meanwhile, are the 2-time defending champions. They edged host Mozambique 2 years ago in overtime, 64-61, to win the trophy. Still with women's basketball, the best of five WNBA finals tip off Sunday in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The Minnesota Lynx will host the Indiana Fever in Game 1. This is a rematch of the 2012 WNBA Finals, when Indiana defeated Minnesota 3-1. Indiana's Tamika Catchings was named the most valuable player in that series, and the Fever will once again be looking to Tamika to provide veteran leadership. The 36-year-old Catchings has said next season will be her last in the WNBA. Minnesota won the WNBA trophy in 2011 and 2013. The Lynx feature Maya Moore, one of the league's top players and last year's WNBA Most Valuable Player. In the semifinals, which were played under a best of three games format, Minnesota defeated the Phoenix Mercury 2-0, and Indiana beat the New York Liberty 2-0. Just ahead on the sunny side of sports, my VOA colleagues Tef Tef and Downtown Brown will talk about their two favorite English Premier League football clubs. The Voice of America.
Hey, this is VOA's Downtown Brown.
And this is Tef Tef.
So this week, it's Arsenal versus Man U, because right now we're coming off a terrible defeat in UEFA Champions League. I hope we can turn it around.
What is it? One of the few teams to win in the Champions League.
I mean, Man City won.
I guess it's Manchester over London at this point, because Chelsea and Arsenal are just not feeling it.
Yeah.
Number one and two, both for Manchester. Best signing of the Premier League. Martial at the age of 19.
Well, I hope everyone can just see this evil look I'm just giving you right now.
And they can see the big smile on my face right now. So, again, Martial is the truth, as we talked about.
He's not the truth. He is as good as they get.
He's a new... Somebody said, the commentator last time? He said, this is not a new Henri. This is the first Anthony Martial. So this is definitely about to be
legendary. Wow. Comparing it to an Arsenal player. How crazy is that?
Hey, man, you got to show respect when you get it. So, you better start believing in this hype.
I'm not believing in the hype because he's a new kid. He's a new kid on the block.
I'll call it right now. One goal by Martial this weekend, at least, or an assist. It's happening.
Have you ever heard...
Wenger is going to regret his statement. Him saving all his money and not spending it on anyone.
I will say that. I really do wish we did get a striker. I really wish we did. That's the only thing I was really... I mean, well, we have January season, transfer season coming around the corner.
But this is like a serious question. Do you think Wenger's going to be the guy to lead you guys to trophies again? Forget the FA Cups. The Premier League title, is Wenger going to be the one? I've been saying
this. I mean, to be honest, I think all our fans, we already know the answer. It's just the fact that he's done so much with our team. But he's not doing so much. He created Arsenal. He brought it back to his normal form.
He's being saved from embarrassment because of Mourinho having a very sloppy season.
Very true.
Somewhat. Liverpool, same thing. The usual.
Yeah.
So I mean, again, he's not more.
Chelsea's like what? Bottom.
15th, yeah.
Yeah.
Chelsea fans, it's okay. You're not fighting for relegation yet.
If they get relegated, I'm going to die laughing.
If they get in that zone, honestly, that's going to be a screenshot that I'll never forget.
Oh, my goodness.
So I hope Mourinho turns it around. I'm lying. I hope he doesn't.
Right?
We'll see how it goes.
The two things I want right now is Chelsea and Liverpool get relegated.
I would not wish that on my
head. And Tottenham.
Oh, poor Tottenham. They haven't done anything.
It's just those three that would make my... I would screenshot it also. And that was it to all my friends.
But listeners out there, please, if you're a Chelsea fan especially, I know there's a few of you in Nigeria. So get back to us. Let us know if you're okay. No, I'm kidding. But on Facebook, just let us know if you think Mourinho is going to get back from his slump, if his players are going to wake up. Ivanovic.
Yeah. Something.
How bad
something's
is he,
going
how
on.
Good is he? Let us know on Facebook if you can.
Yeah, please do that. So let's do a little recap of this past weekend. Obviously, Arsenal won 5-2 to Leicester City.
Sanchez might wake up, might have, we'll see.
Right now, he's actually in the top 10 for scoring for EPL right now, so I'm pretty satisfied.
It didn't take him much. So is Martial, by the way, also has 3 goals in the Premier League in 4 games. That said, this weekend, game to watch, of course, is...
You already know it.
At the Emirates, so... We'll see.
Wear your colors Sunday. That's all you have to do. Wear them in pride. Wear them in pride because you know it's going to happen.
And don't be afraid to say Wenger should get fired after United wins with a Martial goal.
I like the complete silence. That was a complete silence. Like,
I mean, I don't know.
Are you really serious? I'm not sure. Did you really just say that?
Or I think it has a mix of doubt and fear. That's what it sounds.
You're very brave on saying that. I'm VOA's Downtown Brown.
And I'm Tef Tef.
Hey, have a great weekend, you guys.
The Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. A shout out for one of my Facebook friends in Ghana, Martins Abraham. Martins wrote on my Facebook page today, Friday, and he describes himself as Ghana boy. Ghana boy lives in Kafuri Dua, Ghana. And he works for the Electricity Company of Ghana. Another Facebook friend, Martina Brooks in Monrovia, Liberia, also sent me a message. Martina studied at the University of Liberia in Monrovia, and she works as a radio producer for the United Nations Mission in Liberia. Thanks